Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Mangalam Cement Q4 FY22 and FY22 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal of PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 FY22 and FY22 call for Mangalam Cement. On the call we have with us Mr. Yashwant Mishra, President, Corporate and CFO of the company. I would like to mention on behalf of Mangalam Cement and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on the conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and current performance. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. Mangalam Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly update or alter these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Mishra for his opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon to all.
Yes. Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please continue.
Yeah. Good afternoon again. This year, after just when COVID happened and we all recovered practically by God's grace, and industry was doing good and it did much better in this year on all parameters. We at Mangalam Cement also have done our best. Just to inform you a few things that we have done highest ever sales at Mangalam Cement during this year. We got a growth of 18% from last year. We have dispatched the highest ever PPC cement of 22.17 lakh tons in this year. Highest ever collection also more than 2,000 crores, around 2,047 crores. We have started dispatching maximum quantity. We have dispatched around 50,000 tons from Aligarh unit also because we were not getting fly ash earlier. Now we have already started getting fly ash. The unit is running. Plus one new unit which we bidded 3 years before has started functioning, and we shall be getting fly ash at from that unit also at Aligarh. Availability of fly ash is not a concern right now. In fourth quarter of last financial year, 2022, we have sold highest ever quantity of 9.66 lakh metric ton out of our capacity of 10 lakh per quarter. These are the highlights of our working. Plus, whatever has happened, we have improved because of our efficiency and cost reduction or cost saving at all levels, we will tell you, because price realization did not happen as desired. Cost of power and fuel, we have paid around 135 crores of rupees additional compared to last year only in power and fuel. Everybody has paid, and we have also paid, but we have been able to maintain our profitability a little bit here and there. Rest, all the details are with you. If you have any specific question on any of the points, I'm here to answer all the questions raised by you people. Thank you very much. Please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just want to know whether this quarter you have faced any issue with respect to linkage coal?
Linkage coal?
Yeah.
We are not getting linkage coal for last 2 years. Our linkage coal for CPP is pending for 22 months, which they are not giving. because of sometime coal not available, sometime they are not able to give the rakes. But 22 months pending, and at present you people are aware that Coal India and Railway have issued circulars not to give any coal to any industry other than power. So rakes are also not available. So cost increase has to be on that front, and we are also suffering because of that.
And sir, what's the business outlook for timber business?
Timber business outlook is very nice. We have started production in the month of February. In the month of April, we have produced more than 1,700 tons, whereas our capacity is 3,000 tons per month. And we shall be producing around 2,200 plus in May. And most probably by June end, we shall be using our 100% capacity to produce. And as the market is good for timber, MDF industry, we hope that this year timber division should give profit to the company.
Okay. And what is the annual production and sales number of cement?
Annual number, you see, our production of cement is 33.37 lakh tons. And clinker is 23.96 lakh tons. Utilization is 83.43%. We have sold around 33.54 lakh tons, giving a growth of 18.18% compared to last year.
Okay, and last question on the pricing trend. How has been the pricing in Q4 and early trends of April and May?
Can I repeat, please? It was echoing.
May I know how was the pricing in fourth quarter for you? And how has been the prices in April and May month so far?
It's good only. There is no issue. We are able to sell the maximum quantity, but rates are here and there. But we are able to sell our maximum quantity. You see, in fourth quarter also, we have sold 9.66 lakhs of tons of cement, because and our capacity is 10 lakh tons. So maximum we are able to, there is no issue in our any of the market.
So the question is with respect to pricing, realization, how has been the cement prices?
You see, realization depends on market to market. Somewhere it is good, somewhere it is bad. But yes, when you can sell your maximum product due to demand or something here and utilizing your capacity, realizations will not be much better. It has to go as per market. Because non-trade segment has little bit slided down by 5%. Earlier we were selling around 70% plus. This quarter we have sold around 65% plus. So 5% makes a little difference. So realization was a little bit lower side.
Okay. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. The next question is in the line of Shovik Chakraborty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to know, can I please repeat the trade and non-trade mix
Shovik,
for...
Shovik, could you use the handset and not very clear?
Yeah. Well, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was saying that, can you please mention the trade and non-trade mix for this quarter?
Yes, yes, 65 and 35, I said.
Okay.
I just mentioned if you have listened.
Yeah, I actually missed that. Thank you, sir. But
yeah.
And can you just tell, like, in quarter four, what was the pricing scenario? Like, how much price hikes were taken by you, considering we have seen majority of the companies have, you know, taken...
Yeah, there were price hike around 15 to 20 rupees, it happened, but didn't happen for the whole quarter.
for the whole quarter. Okay. And any price hikes like in this April and May month that you have taken?
Yeah.
Okay.
May month also some price is taken. I don't know. Market is not taking that very seriously or positively, because discounts have also increased in the market. So if everybody increase discounts, we also have to give some more discount. So price hike will not be that much positive for the company in comparison to the cost increase. Obviously, their price hike is there.
Okay. Okay. Sir, and on the costing side, like how are you, saving the cost per ton, let's say, and like how's the realization?
We have done lots of work on cost saving, is improving our efficiency and cost saving. Last year we installed our WHR, which has given a very good performance and result. 11 megawatt of WHR we are working. We are using one of our power plant in place of two power plant, because now we are getting from WHR, and the cost of WHR operation is very low. We have been getting fly ash at low cost at Aligarh, started taking. At, we are getting fly ash at Jhalawar also at low cost near our Rajasthan unit. And we have done a little bit of cost reduction in our contract labors at all fronts. That is also, you see our employee cost more or less remains same. So on each and every step, we have improved our efficiency. And it is being seen also in the result. Except power and fuel, you will not find anything which has increased. And power and fuel increase itself is 135 crores, more than 55%.
Sir, and also can you please share the fuel mix for this quarter?
We have done that also, but as I informed that 22 months of linkage coal is pending. If linkage coal is not given by the colliery for 22 months, if that would have also come, they would have saved at least 30-40 crores, which is the difference in profitability for compared to last year. So just getting the linkage coal would have saved up 30 crores plus. That has also not come up. So those, when it will start coming, that time it will have impact on profitability, and profitability will increase.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Sir, I have a couple of questions, if I may. Sir, one thing is that on the realization front, for Mangalam Cement in particular, the number appears to be a little subdued versus the industry peers in terms of expectations, what we are expecting.
So, yeah, that is you are correct on your view, Babaji. The thing is like this, that you are not taking that other income in consideration, whereas we are a single segment company. We are not having another thing. And this other income is not from our scrap sale or something else. These are the income which fund we have invested in the mutual fund or some other form of investment, FDs or something else.
Right.
So if this would not have been invested there and we would not have got that other income, it would have reduced my cost of borrowing also a little bit.
No, so sir. So
these are those income which we should include in our profitability. And if you include, you shall be seeing our 100 rupees increase per ton, and that will give a more or less comparable result. If you see ACC, last quarter it was 700 tons, 772 rupees per ton,
right.
We were higher than that. But this quarter, as because you have everybody has got it, we have also got it, and because if we are not increasing, including that other income, which is only one segment and interest income from our investment, we are also comparable at par.
Right. No, sir, what I was coming to is basically you mentioned on during the call that industry has given higher discounts. So there's no function
that is,
of
that. That is for the price increase. You see, if we have gone into following everybody, we would not have been able to sell 9.66 lakhs out of 10 lakhs in the market.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we know how to sell our product, and we have sold that also.
Right. So my second
question
future was
also, we shall be selling our best quantity.
So my second question was regarding your power and fuel cost. So in Q3, our fuel costs were abnormally high at about 1560 rupees per ton, and you had rightly guided that in Q4 it will come off, and it had come off. It has come off to 1345 per ton on an average. But is this a number that we are sustaining for even today, or this number is still like averaging towards 1300 or 1200 rupees a ton? If you can give some guidance there in terms of our average power.
You see, power and fuel, especially pet coke, has gone very high. Even coal has gone very high. At present, what is hovering in the market is around $250
right,
imported, and the Indian suppliers also match to their prices.
Right, sir.
So, until unless this Ukraine crisis is sorted out, I think some uncertainty shall be there. But in my opinion, if this crisis is sorted out, we should improve on cost front and cost to reduce.
So, 1345 is a number which probably can sustain.
More or less, mean 10-15 rupees bar sakta hai, ya kamne ka koi chance nahi dikhta. Abhi to nahi dikh raha. Ha, but ek chiz hai, if government starts giving that linkage coal after June, because then some power requirement in the country shall also get reduced.
Right.
And we get our linkage coal, then obviously this will reduce by more than 200 or 300 rupees.
And so my last question is that we are about to hit our optimum capacity almost, as in terms of volumes. So any plans by the company to like react to it and maybe go
100%? We have planned, but it will be announced by the board very soon if they agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was it, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank
you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.